Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I know you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes you know they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking diligently. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, and the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
Dave Martinez, that was after their Saturday loss to the lowly Marlins 4-3. They lost again yesterday 3-1. They've dropped 8 in a row, the Nationals have. And Dave Martinez says it's never on coaching. Never on coaching. Coaches work their you-know-what's off every single day. It's never on the coaches. Closed quote. Got a lot of attention, those comments. Probably not the best form of communication during a 7-game losing streak. Let's not forget, Dave Martinez managed the Washington Nationals to its only World Series title in 2019. And since, it's been a struggle. His overall record, 8 seasons as the team's manager, is 493 and 609. Joining us right now to talk about not only Dave Martinez's comments, but the elevation of Brady House now to the big league team and a few other things is Andrew Golden. Andrew does a great job covering the Nats for the Washington Post. You can follow Andrew on X on Twitter at Andrew C. Golden. So let's start with the manager's comments on Saturday. Any fallout from them?
Yeah, I think there was some fallout. I heard in our report yesterday that there were some players who were upset by the comments and who were not happy. The term I heard was pissed. And so obviously it was not received very well. And obviously it's a little bit tough to have your manager say that. You know, I think what Davey was trying to get across is that, players have to execute. And I do think there is some validity to that, obviously. But I think that the way that you present it, the way that you say it, and also who you say it to, means a lot. So definitely some fallout and a little bit of a tough situation that the Nationals are currently navigating as they're experiencing an 8-game losing streak.
So did any of the fallout include a reaction from Mike Rizzo or ownership?
we haven't heard anything in terms of any reaction from Mike Rizzo or ownership. That, you know, I did notice that Mike Rizzo was around yesterday in the clubhouse, more talking to players. He's typically in the clubhouse, but just been not talking to players or lockers as much as I noticed he was yesterday. I haven't heard anything in terms of ownership, but I do know that Mike Rizzo was around yesterday. Some of the front office was around, and so that was obviously something that was interesting given the fallout of what happened on Saturday.
Andrew, you know, after these comments were made and you hearing and reporting that, you know, the players were, quote, pissed, close quote, did he walk them back at all yesterday, either privately or publicly?
Yes, publicly. I did ask him, how do you hope the players will respond to it? He said that he talked to a lot of the players and that his comments weren't about them. And I think what he said was, he said, I never mentioned anything about the players. I appreciate those players. I played. I understand how hard this game is. They know that it's a difficult game. These guys are out there playing hard. We have to do the little things. As I talk about, we got to start doing the little things. We'll start winning some of those games. If I followed up with him and kind of asked, well, if it wasn't directed at them, who was it directed at? He was saying it wasn't directed at the players and that his comments weren't directed at the players. But obviously if you read the comments on Saturday, he specifically said that the onus is on the players. And so, there definitely was some pushback there, and so, but he did kind of walk back the comments, trying to say that his intentions were not to make it about the players, but obviously the comments on Saturday were pretty telling.
What do you think his state of mind is? You know, you're with the team, you cover the team. Is this frustration? Is this him feeling some pressure of maybe job jeopardy with future employment? Where do you think this came from?
Well, I think as my colleague Chelsea James reported earlier this year, is that, you know, they had to pick up his contract. So there's a team option to pick up his contract by July. So I think that certainly plays into it. But I think it is some frustration. I think the reality is that the Nationals believe that they had a chance to compete and contend and compete for and be more competitive than they have been the last few seasons. So I think you're just feeling some frustration of they're not producing the way that they know that they can. I think the team has the talent to be better than what they're playing to right now. It's just very uncharacteristic of them to be, you know, struggling in this way, losing this many games, not scoring many runs. I mean, their offense has struggled at times, but for this prolonged stretch has really been, I think, frustrating for the group as a whole, because I think they all know they can perform better. And so I think these comments are just a result of a little bit of frustration with just how the season's going to this point.
Just tell me real quickly, Andrew, you said that they can pick up, what, the option for another year on his contract? What is the state of his contract right now? For another year,
they can pick up his option. They can pick up his contract for another year. So that deadline is in July.
So for 2026, he's not under contract for 2026. He's managing in the final year of his deal.
Yes, with a potential option for 2026, a team option for 2026, or a club.
How unusual is that? Manager gets to a final year of his deal without any sort of additional, guarantee.
I don't think that that's particularly unusual per se. I think it's obviously seeing how the season plays out, and obviously seeing how the rebuild unfolded. And so I believe he did that before, and he got the contract extension during the 2023 season. So I don't think it's particularly unusual per se. So I don't think it's anything, you know, different than what it typically is.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, they are now 11 games under 500 with this 8-game losing skid. And by the way, losing and getting swept by Miami at home is, you know, not a good look as part of it. But going into this stretch of these games against the Mets, they were, what, 2 or 3 games under 500? They'd been playing well. They had that, you know, 2-0 win over Texas with, Patrick Corbin actually pitching, I think, a complete game for Texas on the other side.
Yeah.
And there was, like, you know, just a week and a half ago, this sense that this was actually an overachieving team, right or wrong?
Yeah, I think they were showing signs they were turning in the right direction, right? I think they came off the Seattle series and the Diamondback series, and they scored, you know, double-digit runs in a few of those games, and they were firing on all cylinders. And then the calendar just turned to June and just hasn't really been there. I think they hung around with the Cubs for the most part, who are one of the best teams in baseball, and there was like, okay, yes, they lost 2 out of 3, but they're playing well. And the Rangers, you know, they've been struggling offensively too, and they lost 2 out of 3, and it was like, okay, like, they still hung around. They were in those games. And even the Mets, and I think that's also part of the tough part too, is like, they're really close in a lot of these games, and if one or two things go in a different direction, maybe they're back on track. I think that's what the tough part's been too. In the Mets game on Tuesday, I mean, they had the lead until the 8th inning, and then you know, if one thing goes a different way, then maybe they win that first game. I think it's been tough as well that they've been so close, and you can see that like they have the potential to play with some better teams. They're just not executing in those particular moments.
Yeah, the Met game, they took that 4-2 lead into the eighth, I think it was.
And then that bat, you have Starling Marte down 0-2 with two outs, and then you walk Marte. You have Soto, you know, 0-2, and you throw him a slider over the plate, and then Robert Hassel couldn't make the play in right field. Everything just kind of falls apart. You know, it was like they were so close to winning that game, doing everything right, and then like a couple of at bats don't go their way, and everything kind of falls apart. You know, and
Back to a game, you know, over a week ago, but I talked about that game a little bit because I had actually watched that game. He pitched again yesterday and pitched great. Mackenzie Gore has been incredible, especially over, five out of his last six starts or something like that. But did you think that Davey pulled him unnecessarily in that game against the Mets? He pulled him in the seventh. I think he had, I'm going back to look at it right now, but it was like 80-something pitches. He had retired the side in order the inning before, and I thought he should have come out for the seventh. What did you think? I know that's going back a ways now.
That was a tough call. Like I think obviously like you don't want to overtax these guys in the front of the season. Maybe if it's deeper in the season, maybe he goes a little bit longer. But also like you're facing the Mets, and it's like there is an argument to make that like you're facing the Mets, like you need to win badly. Like you have your ace on the mound who has honestly just been a Cy Young candidate. Like you want to leave that guy out there. Like that's your best guy, you know. And so. I think there definitely is an argument to make to leave McKenzie in the game there with his pitch count where it was, but you know, don't know the full context of the situation and maybe you know what McKenzie's dealing with, if there are things going on, like what was the decision making there? You know, obviously we don't know the full context, but at least based on what you explained, like it would have made sense for McKenzie to go out there for the seventh inning.
You just said something. Is he a legitimate Cy Young candidate in the National League?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I absolutely think so. His strikeout numbers out there were some of the best in the game. His ERA, like, even yesterday, like you look at his outing, he didn't have his best stuff, but he allowed two runs over six innings and hung in there. I mean, you look at statistically, I mean, he's up there with some of the best guys in the game. He's a sub-3 ERA. He's striking out over 10 guys per nine innings. I mean, he's been lights out for most of this year. So I legitimately think he should be in that conversation. I think, you know, also part of that is your team is playing well, and so I think that probably will hurt his case. But I think I put him up there with a lot of the starting National League pitchers this year for just how good he's been.
Who is right now? I haven't pulled up the odds. I'm just curious. Is Skeens, Wheeler? Who's the favorite right now? I mean, we're so early in the season, but I'm curious as to whether or not he is among those being, you know, odds wise that he's in the hunt. Because to your point, he leads all pitchers, National League, American League, the big leagues in strikeouts with 119. His WHIP is outstanding. His WAR is outstanding. He's, you know, you talked about, you know, You know, some of the other numbers, his ERA is at 2.89, fallen significantly. I mean, all-star first, Abrams, Wood, and Gore all have a really good chance of being National League all-stars. I mean, at this point,
I'm looking at the odds right now. It's Skeens, Wheeler, Yamamoto, Sale, Webb, and Gore. It's like Gore has the highest odds at the moment. I'm looking at Fox right
six,
now. So like
six, McKenzie best, been, okay.
He's been that good. He's been that good. And so, I like you mentioned, I think James Wood should certainly be all-star. It's a matter of whether he starts or not. Mackenzie Gore, I think, is as good of a case as anybody to be an all-star starter. I think C.J. Abrams, obviously, is tough at shortstop. There's just a lot of guys in that mix. Obviously, Ellie, Lindor, like you name those guys. But C.J. Abrams in that mix, too. So I think those three have been special so far this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at those odds now. I just found them. So Gore, like at 30-1. Skeens is a pretty heavy favorite right now at -180. We are talking to Andrew Golden. Yeah. Andrew does a great job covering the Nats for the Post. Okay, so they did make some news yesterday calling up Brady House. He's been terrific in AAA. So what, you know, this process and bringing him up, where will he play? You know, does he give him a strong bat from, you know, the right-handed spot that maybe they don't have? Talk a little bit about Brady House's call-up.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, obviously given what happened this weekend, I think this is a very exciting day for the Nationals. I think Brady House is a really talented player who obviously was a first-round pick back in 2021, and he has risen to the minor league system. He's injured his first year, in the past couple seasons has really improved, and this year has been his best year yet. What you're going to get is when he makes contact and puts the ball in play, like he's going to hit it hard, but he chases out of the zone a little bit more than the average hitter, and so that's something to watch is how he adjusts. And how pitchers just adjust him at the big league level. But I think he's going to get every chance to play third base and be their everyday third baseman. As you mentioned, he'll provide a right-handed bat in their lineup. They're very left-handed heavy. And so I think that Brady, you know, if he performs well, the goal will be for him to be in the middle of the order there. But obviously you don't want to rush him into it per se. But I think he has the potential to be a really talented player and a guy who can be an impact power bat for the Nationals.
Are we going to see Cade Cavalli soon or not?
I think we will. I think the key for him is I think he's pitching well right now, but I think the key is just making sure that he can repeat those things consistently over the games, making sure his mechanics are sound and making sure that once he gets to the big league level, he can pitch for the rest of the season. So we don't have any sense of when exactly that will happen, but I think it will hopefully come soon for the Nationals. And hopefully once he gets to the big league level, the goal is for him to pitch the rest of the season. And so I think that's what the Nationals are very focused on.
All right. Let's finish up by going back to Davey Martinez again, because I'm just wondering, with Colorado coming to town starting tonight for a four-game set after losing 3 to Miami, so we are talking about two pretty bad baseball teams. The Marlins, you know, came into this thing, I think, 16 games under .500 when they got to Washington. The Rockies are 14-57. They are the worst team in baseball, and it's not even close. Could a bad four-game series against Colorado, let's just say they lose 3 of 4, could that put Davey in trouble midweek?
I think so, given how the Rockies are playing. I think the Nationals need to have a really dominant series. They are better than the Colorado Rockies. There's no doubt they're better than the Colorado Rockies, and they need to play like it and win those games. So I do think that if there is another bad series and they aren't able to take advantage of that, I think that would have definitely the impact on Davey Martinez and his job security. I'm not guaranteeing or saying that they would, you know, let him go. I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but I do think they need to go out here and have a good performance and show that they're past it. And so I think that's why you're seeing them make the move for Brady House and Dalen Lyle, is to get a spark so that way they can get things going. But they are better than the Colorado Rockies, and they need to show that this week.
Yeah, I mean, the Rockies are horrific. I mean, potentially trending towards all-time bad. And they're not playing in Denver, where things get weird. They're playing here over the next 4 nights. And, you know, I'm just curious. I'm sure you've thought about this, and I'm not trying to fire Davey Martinez. I like Davey. He's done a nice job, and there haven't, you know, necessarily been a lot of weapons to produce much better results provided to him. They're all doing their best given the ownership situation. But have you thought about who might replace him? Is there anybody obvious that would replace him if they got swept by the Rockies or lost 3 of 4 to Colorado?
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody who's obvious. And I really have not thought about who would replace him per se, but I don't think that there is an obvious candidate. I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, I don't think that, and I think this is important too, is, you know, contextualizing the hitters and their offense. Like, this isn't all on David Martinez. It's not all on the hitters or the coaches. Like, I think it also involves the fact that, like, the guys that he's been given the past couple of years, like, they've been fringe guys who were free agents who were all, like, you know, bounce back candidates, and a lot of them worked out because they were bounce back candidates, right? And so it's like, you can only do so much. Like, you know, it's possible that those bounce back candidates have success. It's also possible that they're bounce back candidates for a reason, right? And so I think, like, you can't fully blame Dave Martinez for some of the hitting production, given that he's been given, you know, a roster, given the Nationals' limited budget because of ownership. So I don't think you can fully blame him. But I haven't thought too much about who can replace them. I don't think there's going to be a person who comes in and, you know, completely elevates them and turns the season around. Like, I think I don't know if that's necessarily the case. And so I don't know if that really makes sense to make a firing in hopes of being a spark for a team that is going to be, you know, well below 500. But I'm sure there are options out there, but I haven't had a real thought about, you know, who exactly could replace him, who would elevate the team, if that makes sense.
All right, we'll finish up with a non-Nats question, because there was a massive trade yesterday in baseball. Just talk about what the Giants and Red Sox pulled off yesterday and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy trade. Obviously, the Red Sox wanted to build around Rafael Devers for years, and I think that, you know, maybe you know, all of us kind of downplayed how bad that relationship had kind of frayed over time. So, I was shocked. And I was trying to text a friend who, you know, covers the NFL, and he was like, "What's the equivalent of this?" And I was trying to explain it in NBA terms. It's not Luka Doncic's level. I don't think the Devers is Luka Doncic's level, but, you know, in terms of the shock and surprise, I think it's kind of up there. And so I think for the Giants, it's good because they struggle to sign free agents, and so you have a guy that's locked in for years to come who, you know, that you can rely on. How long he'll have his peak, given that he's already a DH and already declining a little bit, like, it kind of remains to be seen, but I think he'll be an impact player in the Red Sox. I think have an opportunity because the Giants took on all of his contract to reallocate those resources and try to, you know, sign some more free agents. So it should be interesting to see. I think the Red Sox have to take that money and use it elsewhere for this trade to be good for them. But I think for the Giants, it's a really good trade to get a superstar that they might not have gotten in free agency.
I lied. I got one more for you. Have the Orioles kind of turned things around? I mean, are they any sort of threat to end up having a much better season than a month ago would have indicated?
Yeah, they're definitely playing better. I mean, can they turn it all the way around to make the playoffs? I mean, I don't know, but they definitely have played better. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe a midseason change, like, is helpful to turn things around. And so I guess for the Orioles, it's worked out pretty well. And you know, maybe that was the spark that they needed to get things back on track. So, you know, sometimes in-season firings can be beneficial.
Yeah, I think they've won like 14 out of their last 18 or 19, something like that. Andrew, thanks. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Andrew Golden, everybody, at Andrew C. Golden on X, on Twitter. David Martinez, look, it's just not, you can't say that. He might not be wrong. You can't say that when your team just lost for a seventh game in a row. You can't put your arms up in the air and say, not my fault. Players, they're the issues. That usually doesn't go well for anybody involved, and it sounds like the players weren't happy at all. And look, I don't know. Are the Nats, I mean, they don't have to pay him beyond this year. Could they add somebody internally to finish up the season? I would say, I like Davey too, but I would say that with the Colorado Rockies in town for four games starting tonight, four straight games against the worst team in baseball, you better win three of the four, like, when you're in this position. Seems like it would be one of those situations, at least in another market. We'll see if it happens here. All right. Ben Standig was at minicamp all last week. We'll talk to him next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.